Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome to another segment of Good News, episode 3.
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
A cup of coffee, Sylvia.
Huh?
That's a big cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. I think it's the way I'm angling my camera because I have it more like bird's eye.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got small coffee.
I got caffeine today. Me too. I got my itty bitty cup with my oat milk. I'm a big fan of oat milk now.
Ooh, oat milk, so fancy.
I love it, and it's like thick and creamy, and it has like natural like sweetness to it. So I don't really even need to add much sugar. So
yummy. I'm a big fan of creamer. So I mean, but oat milk is healthier, probably.
I think it's the same amount of calories, but it's just not like it doesn't contain lactose.
Yeah.
It doesn't do any
creamer too. They don't have lactose. But yeah, but creamer, I'm using a Dunkin' Donuts vanilla extra extra creamer, is really good. It reminds me of like the Sanka coffees. Mm.
Extra, extra.
Yeah, we're welcoming fall with coffee. It's not even fall yet, right?
21st is the first day of fall.
It feels cold.
Because I wanted to go get my nails done and I wanted to do fall colors, but I was like, nope, I think I'm going to wait until it's actually fall to do it.
I know. I went to Fire Island yesterday for the first time and it was warm, and then the coldness hit us and we were freezing. Oh my gosh.
I'm sure. I mean, you are on an island.
Yeah.
It was cold here too, actually. I was in a sweater and socks all day yesterday.
Oh my goodness. Me too. I slept with my fleece pants and pajamas and my fleece socks.
Well, I opened up my fire pit yesterday for the first time, and it was kind of disastrous because I put in a lot of the sticks and the fire sticks that it comes with and a bunch of like branches that I had, and the whole block was covered in black smoke. I was hoping to ring the fire alarm and have like everybody come over to my house, but luckily no one did, but it was bad. And it's not even like you can put it out, because then it would just like ruin the whole pit if I were to hose it. So I kind of just had to stick with it and just let it burn out, but it was a disaster. My dad thought that the house was going to catch fire because all the wind and everything was blowing up against the house and the patio. So it was a hot mess, but it was warm.
My goodness. Yeah. I wonder how the fire pit works. I don't even know how to work one.
It's just a pit, and you just throw things in there that you want to burn, and you just light it up.
Anything in there?
Well, like, not like anything crazy, but like sticks and branches is what I did.
Nice. Yeah, people do that on the beach. You know, the fire pits in the beach.
Yes.
So nice.
Montauk fires are the
Montauk
best.
Fires. So so it's the three of us here, Sylvia and Dana, and I think more people will come on a little later, but for now we can get started.
Yes.
So here we go. So I have something to share. My article is about food trucks. Basically, the first one, well, I have two articles and based on food trucks. Have you ever heard about the McRibs from McDonald's?
Yes.
You have. What is it?
It's like a sandwich that has, instead of like the burger patty, it has the ribs in it.
But yeah.
Boneless.
Yeah. Yeah. That was on the menu in 1981, and then they discontinued it in 1985. But they keep bringing it back and, you know, like stopping it because it's such a popular item. They put it for seasonal, and when it's done, you know, they want it for a very limited time because they want major sales. So if you put something in an item forever, people's not going to keep buying it. But if you put it seasonal, they'll keep, you know, getting it. So anyways, the hurricane happened in Louisiana, Hurricane Laura. Have you heard about it?
Nope.
So it was a big hurricane that recently happened, and a lot of people don't hear about this news, but it was a huge hurricane that really flooded Louisiana. A lot of businesses were shut down. Flooding happened around the Lake Charles area in Louisiana. So McDonald's franchise owner, Rakesh Patel, he wanted to give. He wanted to do charity. He owns 25 McDonald's in Louisiana. He reached out to McDonald's headquarters and he said, hey, you know, we have a big hurricane here and people are starving. People need food. So he convinced them to actually get a McRig. McRig is a McDonald's truck, basically a huge McDonald's food truck. So, and they did it. And he ended up feeding 10,000 people meals for free in Louisiana. So wow. I thought that was such a sweet thing for a franchise owner to do. Yeah. You know, if he didn't think of this and he didn't reach out, you know, people wouldn't have gotten that.
And the truck looks awesome. Look at that.
Yeah.
People in there. That's great. And it's advertising too, because it has the Big Mac on it, the fries. I mean, that's making me hungry just looking at the truck.
Yeah, it looks really delicious. I haven't eaten McDonald's in forever because I don't know. I just stopped eating McDonald's. I think because of health reasons, it was just oily. But when you're in a hurricane disaster situation, you have to eat what you have to eat.
Right.
If anything, McDonald's is probably really healthy during a hurricane. I know it's going to sound weird, but McDonald's is healthy in a hurricane in the sense if you can't get food a lot, it's very high calories. So that one meal will sustain you for the whole entire day because you got your calorie intake. It's really in dire need like that. So
that's
true. Nice job, Dan.
Yeah.
So Matthew, do you know how much calories are in a McDonald's meal, like a hot meal?
If I remember correctly, a Big Mac has 750 calories. That's the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
And wow. I think the entire meal is around 1,200 with French fries and a drink.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a decent amount. Like Matthew said, like if it's the one meal that you're having, then it's probably best to have that. So you get your calorie intake for the day.
So. Definitely good in the starvation time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people were happy after that. You know, McDonald's make you smile for real. So definitely made them smile. It's just that we don't know these news around the world. You know, it's a lot of news. And I love that people do positive things to help people and donate and make people happy. It's really nice. And it gives positivity around the world and make people smile.
I have a follow-up article because of
you do? Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like it fits perfectly right after
this. All right, so let's go with it. What is it?
A lot of men happy.
A lot of men, oh. Wow.
A lot of men make me happy.
Make Matthew happy.
Well, Matthew, do you drink? Sorry, tongue twisting. Matthew, do you drink beer?
I am sadly a man. I cannot drink beer.
You cannot drink beer?
You only got a man happy because most men like beer.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, this should work for most. So Miller is giving away a free bar for your backyard. So they're giving a dive bar to contestants that sign up. I just finished signing up. Because I'm like, why not? I could use a little bar in my backyard. It wouldn't hurt. So this article.
But wait, you're female. You said it would make men happy.
Well, I would like it too.
Oh, okay.
And then I can invite the men over.
Oh, okay. So all men, you can come over to Dana's house.
Yes.
If she wins the dive bar.
Yes. So this article was published on September 19th, which was fairly recently, and the contest is still going on. So it says that a lot of people are missing their neighborhood dive bars. So Miller is giving away a chance for people to win a dive bar, which is valued at $10,000. And I think they're just giving away one. Yeah, to one lucky fan. And it says that the glorified shed, where you'll be a regular, comes with sticky floors, because mostly dive bars have sticky floors. An actual bar with the Miller High Life tap handles,
ooh,
quirky bar stools, a popcorn machine, a spot for a bouncer if your neighbors try to crash your bar, all the wood paneling you could ever want, the dimmest of lighting, quirky beer artwork, and doors that completely open to allow for patio season, and enough beer to live the high life from your own yard for the rest of the year.
Wow.
Right? So yeah. All the comforts from the bar to your yard.
Thanks. So how do you sign up? Oh, it says right here.
There's a link here, or you could text Dive Bar, D-I-V-E-B-A-R, to 90464, and you receive a link for the entry form, and then you sign up. I did it, and all they really asked for was your date of birth to make sure that you're over 21, your email address, your home address, and your phone number, because they want to verify that you have space to put this bar if you were to win it.
So if I think I'm going to sign up.
That would be perfect. Yeah. So everyone should sign up. It wouldn't hurt to have a little dive bar of your own.
Exactly. I'm not a beer drinker as well, but I can invite friends. So.
Right. You can have like a hot chocolate and have some popcorn.
I don't mind that. Have a little movie night in your backyard.
Yeah. Yep. Turn it into a little she shed, right? like maybe put the beer to the side and then bring in the wine, and then you have like little hot chocolate and then put some flowers. I would so do that. I'd be like, oh, I love beer, and I have the space for the shed and the dive bar, not the shed. And I'll be like, okay, and then it'd be all right. Oh, cool, a girl she likes beer, let me give it to her, and then I would just make it my own.
I don't know why I think of the character from The Simpsons. What was his name? Barney, the one that used to always drink beer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just wonder, and when I say a year's supply, would it be enough for him in there?
Can you belch like Barney? Can you belch like him?
No, but there might be a surprise with Barney later on, but that's a long story.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to show you, reveal that to you guys later on.
Cool. Stick around for that.
In the future.
So this is why this was good news right after yours, because just the way McDonald's is giving away things, Miller is also helping people out to make them feel closer to one another and having them have beer at the same time.
The Miller High Life. So I hope you win, Dana. I really do.
And every guy hopes you win.
That's so good. So yeah, sign up at Miller Lights. I will definitely check it out. You know, it's nice that these companies are doing something for people. I love giveaways. Who doesn't love giveaways? You know. I have another article that is a food truck article, but you know, I guess it's a food day. Come on, I love food. Let's see.
But do you have a golden ticket?
What? What do you mean?
You have a golden ticket?
No.
I have a golden ticket.
What do you mean? Can you explain?
I'm just gonna tell you, I have a golden ticket.
Okay.
That's all. Go back to your article.
Okay, great. All right, so I will explain my food article. So in Texas, we have a food truck called the Taqueria. I don't know how to say it properly, but Taqueria El Torito.
Taqueria.
Taqueria. Oh, you know. Wow, you have even the roll in your mouth.
That's the Spanish word for taco, like a taqueria, like a taco stand, right?
Oh,
I think.
Taqueria. Taqueria. Taqueria El Torito. Did I say it right?
El Torito.
El Torito. Oh, you're so perfect.
I try.
You try well. So a dad has a food truck in a place called Humble, Texas. He makes only like $20 a day, $40 a day, $60 a day the most. And they're really struggling to keep it up because not a lot of people know about it. So his daughter, who is 21 years old, her name is Giselle Aviles. She decided one day to post advertisement on Twitter, or actually a post. Just she wrote on Twitter that her dad has a food truck that's struggling. If anyone could share her post, that would help. So it turns out that 2,000 people shared her post.
Wow.
Yeah. 2,000 people shared her post, and the next day at 8 a.m., he opened up and saw over 100 people lined up for the Taqueria El Torito.
El Torito.
El Torito.
El Torito today.
So it shows that social media really helps. Just one post on Twitter brought in business for Giselle and her dad. They're really close in relationship. It's so nice to have a close relationship with your family and to help out. And she just posted one post on Twitter and got over 100 people. Yeah, over 100 people in a day.
Social media is a big community. Like, literally, you could post anything on there and it could spread like wildfire and help somebody out.
Yeah, you never know what happens.
Right.
Like, in this situation.
Just need that one post to go viral.
Yes.
Yes. So people waited since 6 a.m. in the morning and it opened at 8 a.m. And it was just so beautiful that people just have a great heart out there and they just want to help out. And he, the father, was not tech savvy, but now he has an Instagram. Now he's getting into it now after that. It's called, Dana could say it, but Taquiera El Torito Official.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yummy, yummy Mexican food. I love Mexican food. Do you?
I do too.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, he put the hot dog on his taco too. Look at that.
Wow, that looks really amazing.
Yeah. It looks like a bread, like a burrata, those
bruschetta?
Bruschetta. Bruschetta, sorry. Yeah, it looks like that. And it has a hot dog on it and
I think a fried egg on the right one.
Ooh, and like some meat. So it looks really yummy. If anyone is in Texas and would like to go, it is in Humboldt, Texas. And I don't really know Texas that much because I'm from New York, but it's on 8740 FM-1960, Humboldt, Texas.
Wow.
So it's good news.
8 a.m. So you could even have breakfast there, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. So I want to go to Texas one day. So, when I go, I'm going to look for it.
Me too. And Texas is big on barbecue food. Maybe that's why they throw in the hot dog and stuff on it, because there has to be some barbecue component.
Yeah. That's really beautiful. That's what I have for the food truck.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Food.
I have another food article. So this is such a food day. But
good news for food.
Good news for food. This one I can say like really quickly. A black bear met up with people as they were picnicking.
Someone trying to take a selfie with him. Look at that guy.
Yeah, he's taking selfie.
There's Miller Lite.
Miller Lite again. This podcast is sponsored by Miller Lite.
Right? And then you can even attract bears to the dive bar also.
There you go. Black bears.
It's the Miller Lite bear.
is it just Papa Bear that comes, or is he going to bring his family?
No.
to Dana's she shed.
She shed, my drive bar girl. Which will later turn into a she shed.
So, he is, let's see what he's doing. The bear is just sitting with them, taking selfies.
He looks like he's smiling too. He's giving his good angles.
Such a friendly bear.
Yeah, it's really friendly.
Wait, where is this located?
It didn't say where it was located. I'm not sure, but these people are pretty much in the woods.
That is something different.
Oh, they're feeding him.
Yeah, they're feeding him a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Oh, boy.
Don't they have signs?
They don't have signs, apparently.
Don't feed the bears.
Don't feed the bears.
Cindy, so, where were we where they had a sign for like $10,000 or being like prisoned if you fed the birds or the...
We were in Canada. We were in Banff.
We were
in Banff. And they had signs all over the place. Do not feed the chipmunks. There's a fine for like, what, $10,000? It was a lot.
Or imprisonment.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It was are you like going to bring up a food truck and feed all the chipmunks?
No, because people would like take snacks on their hikes. So sometimes they would like give it to the, because the chipmunks would really come close to you and they were like friendly. And then remember a couple of them came up to us too, Cindy, but we didn't give them anything. we didn't feed any of them because it was frowned upon, and we don't want them to get used to eating human food.
Yeah.
What are you in jail for? Fetch. I fed chipmunks. Oh, I'm in jail for murder.
But Canada, they love their animals. You know, they love their wildlife. So it's really good that they have the signs and they look out for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love Banff. I love Banff, Canada. It's recommended to go. We did hiking. And it's just nature life. The water was crystal blue.
Lake Louise, yes. That little tea place.
Oh my gosh. So Lake Louise, we hiked and it was such a tough hike for me. But we did it. And the only thing that kept me going is Dana and the tea house. That's it. But for me, it was a little tough.
It was on like a hill and we sat where we could see like the views of everything. And we had a sandwich there, I think.
Yes. It was cash only. So remember, if you go to Lake Louise and want to go in a tea house, it's cash only. Because they import everything.
Really, up the hill.
Up the hill. Every morning, they just bring food. And someone hikes all the way up the hill and gives them the food. So, yeah, so those are my foodie articles. And yes, remember not to feed black bears or any bears. Because the bear can snap and like eat you.
Is that good news?
It is good news. It is good news because... I'm saving people's lives by telling them not to go close to bears and feed them. So, I mean, I love animals. I love to be close to animals, but you know, sometimes you have to protect yourself.
Oh yeah, I agree. And that bear looks like a teenager, maybe. Maybe he doesn't know better, or she, you know? You know what it reminds me of? Remember we saw those raccoons in the trash can?
Yeah,
I think they were babies. Like if they were adults or older, they would have ran away from us because they would have known like, oh, don't trust these humans, you know, but it was so cute.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always the young ones that haven't had the right exposure. So they're more prone to being around people. Yeah.
They say you learn fair.
That's what they say. Yeah. Babies are so accepting because they don't know the world yet. So they accept everyone. So when you have a baby or a child, they're the most non-judgmental people or souls out there, you know, and I like that.
And trust anyone, you can trust the baby.
Yes. Yes. I think you can trust the baby.
What's the baby going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, your teeth.
What was that, Matthew?
That's also why babies can fall downstairs and not get hurt. Because fear makes us hold our arms out really stiff and straight and we end up breaking something. Whereas a baby's just like, whatever, I'm falling, wee.
And they can swim. You can toss a baby in the water. I'll be afraid, but if you toss a baby in the water.
I think that's only until a specific age. I wouldn't throw like a 1 or 2-year-old.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. I'm not going to take a chance tossing a baby in the pool. Like, yeah, go swim, little one.
Psychology course, and I was, you know, we read about something where, you know, babies are born with reflexes, and that's one of the reflexes, but it kind of goes away with age. So if you don't do it in the very beginning, I'm not going to give any ages because I don't want people throwing babies in the pool, but definitely teach it and make sure there's a lifeguard around before you test a theory out like that.
And also, you know, to swim yourself if you don't throw a baby in the pool.
Right.
Well, it's a little swimming. If you're trying to learn to swim, that actually ties into how you could learn. When I was learning to swim, my friend like told me, just pretend you're dead. And when you're dead, you don't feel anything. So you just let go of your fear and automatically you float. So from then on, even though I don't know how to, I feel like I can't really move around in the water, like breaststroke and dog paddle or whatever. Once you let go of fear, you can swim. Like you'll float. I don't know about swim, but you'll actually float in the water and you won't drown.
Yeah, human bodies are naturally able to float because our lungs have air in them. So we really can't, unless if we get water in our lungs, that's how people drown.
Mm.
So we are naturally able to float.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm still a scaredy cat in the water.
You're so fine. You've done enough water activity for someone that can't swim. You've done a lot of water activity.
I had to push. I really wanted to enjoy my vacation. So I really just, you know, it's a mindset thing. You have to go in or else you're not going to enjoy anything.
Yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't go crazy, you know, and do the crazy water sports, but, you know, the little ones in the side.
That's true. With floaties.
Yes, with floaties.
Floaties.
Yeah, floaties are a lifesaver.
I'm just imagining you and floaties, and it's just adorable.
Yes. Yes. So anyone else has an article? Sylvia, Matthew?
I have something.
You do? Okay.
It kind of ties into Goodwill in a way. Let me share it.
Okay.
So my article that I'm sharing is called that regular, like if you volunteer regularly, you can actually live a longer and healthy life. And it's a study by, it's a recent study in from Harvard. And they sort of tested people at the age of 50 and above. And they're saying that those who volunteer for 2 hours a week have substantially reduced risk of mortality, less chance of developing physical impairments, and an improved sense of well-being compared to those who don't. And they showed that volunteerism among older adults, it strengthens communities and it enriches our bonds and ability to help and purpose and well-being. And also feelings of loneliness and depression and hopelessness. And I feel like that's such a great cure because a lot of older people, the older you get, the more risk you have of suffering from loneliness, and that could cause depression and those feelings could cause stress in your body and then shorten your lifespan. But so in a way, it sort of ties into my belief. And there's also a big belief in, I guess, Eastern religion that people are inherently good, that we want to do good because I think we're built that way. And we're more like pack animals, like birds. We have to stay together as a flock, and we can't, so loneliness really affects us. And also goodwill is good for the survival of our species. So it's encouraged that we do that. And this way we can live longer. So that's the article that I wanted to share. And it was saying that loneliness is also linked to premature deaths also. So, wow, that's kind of interesting. And if you're lonely and sad, it's as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So get out there and volunteer, you know?
Oh, nice. Volunteering is good. I can see that. I can see people getting rid of being lonely just by volunteering, doing good, just by doing something out there.
I can attest to that. I've been volunteering for a few years every Saturday. For a couple of hours. And it feels really great because you're actively involved in building something and you're part of another community that you can always turn to if you ever need anything. So there's that sense of security, a sense of purpose. And it is really wonderful. And I think adding on more life on top of that, that's even better.
Yeah. Yeah. I love volunteering too. I'm not volunteering at the moment, but you know, I definitely want to do something helpful. I did volunteer in the past, you know, with soup kitchens, which was nice because you get to feed people. What I want to do is something like Habitat for Humanity, which would be nice, but maybe in the future.
Yeah, definitely. I've always been looking for volunteer opportunities, and it's sort of hard to find a good match for something where you have the time to do it. And I mean, I think if you do anything and you see that you're getting a positive result back, you're going to feel good about it. But so it's sort of like looking for a job almost when you're trying to volunteer. So if you Google in volunteer opportunities in New York, there's tons, but you can just really see, like filter through and see which one you feel capable of doing or you would feel good about doing.
Nice. So,
yeah, I'm thinking about doing that right now since I have the time. You know, I'm still a little wary about going out because of COVID, but you know, you wear your mask, you be safe, and you could do do some good in the world.
Yeah, so go out and volunteer over there.
Right, and especially with the holidays coming around, there's a lot of opportunity with Thanksgiving around the corner, you know, Christmas. You can always send holiday cards to people. That's always a good deed, and that is considered volunteering. And there's also like Big Brother, Big Sister groups where you can mentor, you know, a young adult that's going into high school or school age. And there's a lot of those opportunities. And I love it. You know, it's a way of giving back. And you really are making a difference, at least to that one person.
So. Yeah, I would like to look for those, the Big Brother, Big Sister. That's nice. Because, you know, high school kids need that that mentoring before going to college, because a lot of people don't know what college is. So a lot of people need that. And also Christmas cards going out to seniors in the nursing homes. And it's so
nice. People out, you know, at war that are out there on the front lines. Like, they would really love that.
So. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. That's, yeah, 100%. They would love that. Yeah, great ideas. So we should definitely look into that, to go out and volunteer. Holiday cards, mentoring, anything you want to do to help out.
Those are great ideas. And I think I don't know if I've done it a few years ago. They had like Secret Santas. I think it's on Amazon. You can see like a list, like kids, they put up a list of things that they want, and random adults can buy it for them. Because I guess their families, they can't afford the things that they want, or, you know, it's just something to help make a kid happy for, like, they can finally get something that they actually wanted for Christmas, regardless of their family's financial, like, finances.
Oh, thank you, Sylvie, for that article, and it's very inspiring. Thank you.
To backtrack a little bit, I did have that for humanity. I will say it's probably one of the greatest experiences of my life. It's like really eye-opening when you go to a place and help people out that are just living a much different life, financially speaking, struggling, and you're able to help them and give them a roof over their heads and stuff. It's, I don't know, it's hard to explain in words, but it's a very humbling experience. And I did it in college, and I wish I could do it again, because I went down to West Virginia and helped out this impoverished community down there. And you learn a lot about people when you find out when they have really no money. People think that in America, everyone has money. Coming from New York, I guess, we think poor as in just these poor neighbors here, but that's nothing. People in the poor neighbors here are rich compared to a lot of places in America. And when you don't have a roof over your head, and you're putting a bed mattress against a window to block the wind out in the wintertime, it's really eye-opening. The funny thing is, those people that you're helping, they just have no means of getting jobs to make money out there, at least back then. I don't know about now, because internet's become a thing now. And they're just the nicest people in the world. They talk totally different, and they get very misjudged, and they're just super nice, friendly people. And they're so thankful. You just feel like you've done something with your life that served a purpose, rather than just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just, you know, everyone's more selfish in nature at times, but when you give, it's something so much more gratifying.
So maybe this gives me an idea. Maybe we all can do a Good News Crew volunteer opportunity sometimes in the seasonal. We can look up something and try to do that.
That's great. And I heard that there, I when I was looking up opportunities, I saw that there's some remote opportunities too. So I was wondering, I don't know what that means. Maybe you could be a companion for an older person who hasn't spoken to someone in a long time. That could improve their well-being by a lot. So that's an idea I just had.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yay, thank you.
Okay. All right, let me find my article. We've got to rush this quick. Like I said, I do have a golden ticket, but I got to find the golden article.
I'm excited. I want to have the golden ticket. I love Willy Wonka. Is it a Willy Wonka golden ticket? That's what it reminds me of when you say golden ticket.
Is this golden ticket just for Cindy, or can anybody get it?
Yeah.
You can all get it, and it is a Willy Wonka golden ticket.
Ooh.
I think it's so the guy that... Jelly Belly, the jelly beans, is literally doing a Willy Wonka thing where he's putting one golden ticket in every state, and one person will get a Jelly Belly factory.
Wow.
When is this happening?
It's already happening. You have to pay $50 to try to get the golden ticket rather than buying tons of candy. You'd rather not make tons of money off of it. You'd rather just have your $50 and you have clues. There's a golden medallion someplace and you have to find it within your state. And if you find it, that's your golden ticket. So it's $50 to enter instead of having to buy candy on top of candy, because his thing also was that by you paying $50, everyone has a chance, essentially. Whereas some rich guy, because you remember Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, the rich guy was buying like every ticket, every candy in the world practically to try to get in, the gobstopper guy. And it's literally a childhood dream.
Okay, I see that you can enter from the goldticket.com website.
That's correct.
What is the actual website? Is the goldticket.com?
The goldticket.com is the actual website. Anybody's allowed to enter. It's $50 to enter. You get to go around on an ultimate scavenger hunt to try to find the golden, well, medallion, so to speak, which gives you access to see the jelly bean factory, and you might be able to get the chance to own the jelly bean factory.
And just like the movie.
Yeah, he picks which one he thinks is going to be the best to own it. So one lucky kid can actually own the factory, just like the movie.
A kid or anybody?
I guess anybody, but most likely it'll be a child. And all the other people to find a ticket will get $5,000.
And look, and you get to go to the Candy Making University of Wisconsin.
I want to go. I love candy.
That's awesome.
I love how it ends. We were all wondering if any Oompa Loompas all waiting at the end of the contest.
Jelly bean Oompa Loompas.
And then we get to sing, I got a golden ticket.
I got a golden
ticket. I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
To the jelly bean.
That's what I remember.
Awesome. I love it.
Food before a minute ends. Yeah.
I wonder if somebody's going to eat a blueberry and become like a giant blueberry balloon. If a little kid's going to fall into a chocolate river.
Yeah, I hope.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a good week.
Same here. Thank you for watching and listening. And we're here to brighten and lighten your day. Well, lighten and brighten your day.
Yay!
Enjoy your week, everybody.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Jobless.
Jobless. Not jobless. Yes. Jobless.
Jobless.
I hope everyone has a job.
What?
I hope.
Yeah, but jobless means... God bless.